So I'm looking at this section here and how it, you know, it flows around the island and it flows around those piers and they come back together. Then I'm looking over here where the island is so much closer to the piers. And yet it's got the same purpose, like the island, it's coming to the island and it's flowing around. But would not that force bouncing off the island affect the flows coming off of the piers and kind of angle them out?
Yeah.
To balance off the, well, what is that equation? You know, well, for every force, there's a force pushing against it. Would that not affect?
Reaction, there's a reaction.
There you thank you very much, engineers.
Can't remember which law of motion that is.
Yeah.
Newton's
third. Physics. Like yes, it's some sort of physics. So these lines, you know, should in my mind.
Yeah.
Come out, angle out from the island.
I think you're totally right. There's lots of things like that that I've kind of taken my rule and kind of forced it onto the drawing. And that's pretty much what the entire drawing is, because it's all total construction that I've created for myself. But it, in places like that, you can kind of look at it and go, that's not right. You're right, those would never be that straight.
But then again, she's not going back to school to study engineering.
No, well...
Well, after our discussions, who knows?
No, that's really good. That's why I love meeting people and talking to them about it, because that's something that I hadn't properly
And also, behind
on.
The piers,
yeah.
for example, the way you show that, you're correct, there's this trail it makes, but it also goes like this, right? You get these little whirls behind it as the hydraulics play out.
When they hit each other and reverberate back into each other.
Well, that happens for sure, right?
Yeah.
But as the water comes back, it's no longer laminar flow anymore, right? And that's when you get the turbulence. And so how you show turbulence, like here you're showing air bubbling up and showing turbulence, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a different kind of, it's almost a random thing, right? But here, it's equally random, but it still has a more observable pattern to it, right?
Mm-hmm. When you're canoeing in a river, you always look for the downstream portion of an obstacle as a backflow, because you can actually sit your canoe into that
in
little area, and it's
stop.
Fairly still.
Have you ever seen that, you know, like the Mandelbrot set, or however you pronounce that?
Oh.
Where you go further and further into the drawing, you magnify it, you just get keep repeating patterns, and they look like paisley.
Infinity patterns is what it is,
well,
that Mandelbrot set.
Thinking you could incorporate those paisley type.
That's kind of what you do, though. It's almost like an infinity pattern is what that is.
Fascinating. It's
nice
to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Thank you, Randy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just thinking of, you know, like that might provide the kind of shapes that you're looking for in order to show turbulence. That's what I was getting at, right?
I'd love to do some more work on turbulence. Sure.
They're really beautiful patterns.
Yeah.
You've ever seen. You've seen
them.
Those
yeah.
things? Yeah. They're
yeah.
really beautiful, beautiful patterns.
Yeah.
I do also like, though, that this is not perfect to how an engineer would do it. I think it makes it approachable to the public, and it's that connection that will hopefully draw them in, and sort of the way I see it, the whole intention of you being here as the artist in residence is to involve the public and say it's safe to have your own, like everybody has their own way of seeing things.
For me, that's the key, and I like it when people go, they look at it and they go, oh, but that's not quite right, actually. Because as soon as Randy looked at that, she created an image in her head of how the flow works in that circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's good about it, is that it makes you question your version of visualization.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not the same as this, then that's good, because it's kind of revealed to yourself.
But that's what art is, right? It's an interpretation of how people see it.